Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If he can be a franchise quarterback, but would be over the moon elated for him if he actually became one.
Well, I don't think you can take it as anything other than anti-Rodgers, even if that's not what Charlie intended it to be. Think about this situation. Let's say for some reason Ben Roethlisberger, late in his career, was in the lurch with the Steelers and wasn't sure. Well, the Steelers are a bad example because he knew the system here. But let's use Tom Brady. Like, let's say the Steelers were courting Tom Brady.
Okay.
But he hadn't made up his mind yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Charlie would say, well, if Tom keeps dragging his feet on this, Mason Rudolph has the edge on him. Mason Rudolph could be their starter if he's not here in time. This is all new to him. You wouldn't say that about Tom. He's won six Super Bowls, let's say before he went to Tampa. He had won six Super Bowls. You know, like Aaron Rodgers, if this got back to him, because he takes things, he's very sensitive about things, even though he pretends he's not, I think he would be like, wait a minute. Someone who works for the team who played quarterback honestly thinks that I would show up there and actually have to compete for a job? Get out of town.
Wasn't the whole point with Brady that it would never have to come to that because he was such a maniacal worker who was happy to put in the time?
Yes, I know. Like it's not a perfect hypothetical because Tom would not do what Aaron Rodgers
was doing.
He'd be
the guy breaking the rules to try to learn the new system.
But Brett Favre did that. Brett Favre did that with the Packers, Jets, and Vikings. And I actually, I don't think this is a shocking opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers was a better NFL quarterback than Brett Favre. And it wasn't like Brett waiting until August created a situation where the Jets were going to maybe start Kellen Clemens or the Vikings were going to go with Tavares Jackson or something like that. I don't know. Like this is something that's so technical about like inside football of how much knowledge and how much you need to know about the system you're going into or the playbook. It's pretty granular, I think. And like I would expect that maybe somebody who wanted to sound smart as a football fan might make a comment like this, but I would not expect someone who works for the team per se to say this. Especially, I would just expect Charlie to say he's Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
Wasn't the truth?
He'll figure it out when he gets here.
And also, isn't the other truth here as it pertains to Rodgers that he's gonna like he'd say, oh, he'll be behind in the playbook. Rodgers is the playbook.
That's my take on it too. This is not going to be
Rodgers is the playbook.
Offense.
The only people who are going to suffer are the wide receivers who need to learn what Aaron likes. Not Aaron needing to learn what Arthur Smith wants.
Or the coaches having to learn Aaron Rodgers' terminology.
Yes. You bring that guy in, you cater to him and don't really publicly slag him or pressure him the way that they have handled this, where the owner has expressed nice thoughts about the idea of him coming here. You're doing that with the mindset that when he gets here, you're going to give him a fairly wide berth to do it his way.
I don't think there's a lot of people, and I think Charlie tacitly was getting at this. I don't think there's a lot of people over there that want Aaron Rodgers. I just
don't.
Head
coach does.
Yeah, and that's the one that matters the most, and it's
You think
it's his decision, it's his call, and the owner is just along for the ride from the sounds of things.
The offensive coordinator, hypothetically.
And I don't think the offensive coordinator really wanted him either. He wanted Justin Fields.
Ranked choice for the offensive coordinator, if he had Fields, Rodgers, and Rudolph all at his disposal for this season, who would he have picked? What order would he have put them in? Most to least wanted.
I think he would go Fields, considerable gap, then Aaron Rodgers, and then Mason Rudolph. But I don't think Arthur Smith is bullish or gung-ho about the idea of Aaron Rodgers. I think he is probably confident enough in himself where he's trying to convince himself that Aaron Rodgers is not going to come in here and walk all over him. But if he does feel that way, and I'm kind of guessing that he feels that way, I'm also not guessing just from things I've heard, I think he's in for a rude awakening when it happens. I don't think Arthur Smith stood up to Mike Tomlin. Let me go there last year. I don't think Arthur Smith got his way on a lot of things. I think he lost a lot of battles. I'm not even sure he tried to fight them.
Here's a question, though, about
that. I think
that,
he accepted the Justin Fields decision to go to Russell Wilson and never bring Fields back. I think he accepted Mike's overall philosophy for the offense, which was let's play defense and not screw it up offensively. I don't think those are Arthur Smith tenets of football. I think that that's how Mike Tomlin wanted to play last year and the last few years. Since
Wait a
ben
minute.
Left.
I do take issue with that. If he was such a pushover and getting rolled by Tomlin, why not take the UNC job, which he was reportedly the front runner for? Go be the head coach there then.
Because I don't.
You can get back to the pro game that way. You can absolutely get a head coaching job in the NFL if you kick ass at North Carolina.
I know, but I also think he wanted to be a pro football coach and not deal with all the craziness. I'll put it this way.
Deal with all what craziness? Yeah, you got to recruit, but like you also can hire a GM at North Carolina to do all that
sure.
for you.
I think he just wants to be a ball coach.
Man, but how much of a ball coach are you being if you're right and he's getting walked all over by the ultimate I just want to coach ball guy who also is not an expert on your side of the ball and is telling you you have to do what I say?
Well, then if he didn't get walked over, he lost all his arguments to Tomlin last year.
And man, so I hope he's better at scheming than he is at arguing.
So then back to your point, if he didn't get his way on things, why wouldn't he have just left for North Carolina?
I mean, I just do feel like it lets him off the hook a little bit sometimes. Like
Chris,
this idea that
no
he
way.
Went kicking and screaming all the time on every argument.
I don't think I can explain it or describe it that way, but we know that Arthur Smith did not want to play Russell Wilson. We know that. That's basically like one of the worst kept secrets in town. His preference was Fields the entire time.
The
he thought Fields was operating the offense the way that it was supposed to be done, and given the constraints that we're putting on him.
But Fields was operating the offense in a much more constrained way overall, and when Wilson went in, whether Smith wanted him in there or not, he did, by extension, kind of get the handcuffs taken off because Mike trusted Russ to like let it go down the field a little bit more. They got to open up the offense a little more with Russ, even if he wasn't the runner Fields was. And like if you're Smith and you lost the Fields-Wilson argument, it kind of sucked for you for the first three games because it looked like you were the correct person to lose.
I also think there's a little bit of revisionist history about the way they opened things up for Russ. He took more shots downfield, but they were pretty much all sideline shots where you had the sideline, incomplete pass. I mean,
he did a better version of the Trubisky offense where it was either going to be incomplete or caught, and he was just better at getting catches out of it.
Yeah.
And if it were a baseball analogy, under Arthur Smith, they were trying to hit a lot of singles and put them together in one inning to score a run or two. And under Russ, they were going like Dave Kingman and taking big hacks for the
fence.
I mean,
he was still getting the stop sign on 3-0 counts is the baseball analogy I'll use.
I mean, I guess like when I look at Arthur Smith's best offenses, though, explosive. I think like they had Derrick Henry and they would run play action.
There's plenty to still question about him as an offensive coordinator. I'm not completely sold either. All I'm saying is this goes back to Aaron Rodgers. I think Arthur Smith feels that he can work with Rodgers and that they can kind of share a vision for things. And I think that's one thing to say in the offseason when you're not working together yet. When the bullets start flying and Rodgers has a bad game or two, let's see how that... I know how that story goes.
I mean, we already
goes.
Know how it went with Wilson. Oh, they're spending so much time together.
They're
Russ
FaceTiming
has to FaceTime
their wives.
Sierra.
Woo-hoo!
And then they could not stand each other, really, or tried their best but couldn't make it work. The real story here is, if and when Rodgers gets here, does Mike Tomlin win his battles with Aaron Rodgers? That's the main event we all want to see. That's Holyfield Tyson. Does Rodgers tell Tomlin to basically F off? I'm going to do it my way.
For me, that's the most exciting or interesting part of them signing Aaron Rodgers. I know they're not going to win. I have no delusions of grandeur about them winning playoff games or winning the AFC North or being some kind of real contender. It's when things inevitably go south, How does that go between Rodgers and Tomlin?
Because Tomlin set the agenda so far that it's going to be on Rodgers' terms, and if I'm Rodgers, I take that as a sign of weakness. Oh, this guy's basically kowtowing to everything I want. Like, behind the scenes, I'm telling them essentially when I'm going to show up, and he and the owner are reduced to just saying, okay, we're really optimistic about this. I feel like I'd already won the first couple rounds of the fight here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hear it from Steelers fans, though. Like, we're in the national media, and we always hear, like, you in the national media love Tomlin. You're right. All about, like, Tomlin can't win the big one. Steelers fans are like, he doesn't win. He doesn't win when it matters. So I see Ryan saying this, and I, to your point, Dan, like, this isn't coming from some talking. Ryan Clark is a beloved Steeler who is very close with Mike Tomlin. So I see that, and that's why this gets attention when you say the word stale. That said, he still is the loudest voice in the building. And if he were to leave Pittsburgh, and he would have to be fired, because I don't think it would be able to go contractually this way, there would be a line of probably 15 teams to hire. And guess what? There would be a line of not only four broadcast networks, but 11 streamers and whoever else the NFL commissioner is doing upfronts for to get him on a broadcast crew. So Tomlin would still be the number one target in the offseason if he were to ever leave.
I think Mike Greenberg was aroused hearing that. You heard it in his voice, a little bit of Schrager. My man Elf was mid-rant there.
Barney,
going
question.
After us.
What's a crutch phrase that I use on this show? But you can be honest with me here. Something I say regularly that kind of does annoy you.
It doesn't annoy me, but you like to say he didn't exactly bathe himself in glory.
I knew that's where you were going with
you
that.
You also like to say the power of one's rhetoric, things of that nature.
Yeah, that one's kind of ironic. The bathe in glory thing I still use unironically. Listen, I have crutch phrases. Pony even has them. Donnie sometimes does. I think I've heard enough for one lifetime that if Tomlin left the Steelers, there'd be a line of X, Y, and Z waiting to hire him.
Schrager said 15 teams, half the NFL would say, oh, you've done a fine job, but Mike Tomlin, who hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Come on down.
And in the first quarter of these games has been outscored aggregately by, 72-0 is the guy that we want to bring in here to calm things down and right the ship.
Peter Schrager can say that all he wants. I think it's just like the laziest national like catchphrase or talking point about Tomlin. I'm like Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I don't care. I don't care who would hire him. I don't care what networks want him. I don't care what teams want him to bring in and change their culture.
The network thing's stupid because it's irrelevant to Steelers fans.
Right.
What? It's proof that he's a great coach, that Amazon would rather have him doing games than Kirk Herbstreit. That has nothing to do with his credentials or qualifications or why he's the best fit to be the Steelers coach. The other thing just tells me that NFL owners aren't all the sharpest tools in the world. That half the NFL owners, guys like Mark Davis and Woody Johnson and John Mara, would fire their coaches to bring in Mike Tomlin. I didn't exactly have those guys dubbed or tabbed as like God's gift to football. I don't. So
are you gonna say you were Mike Brown, who's never gonna pay a coach that much money, but hypothetically, let's say he would, and you want to blow out Zach Taylor because you just don't think you've been getting enough out of him. So do you think Mike Tomlin's gonna come in and hire an offensive coordinator that Joe Burrow wants to work with and like really give the keys to Burrow? I doubt it. Who does Tomlin have in his Rolodex that we know of that's a great offensive mind?
Randy Feigner, Matt Canada.
You could Voltron together the best ideas those two have ever had in their lives, and you wouldn't even have one-tenth of a Sean McVay.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see Tomlin as the Bengals coach with Burrow. Then we would get closer to an answer. All right, now you've got the great quarterback in the prime of his career. Start winning again. And I'm not talking about 10-7 and bowing out in the first round.
There's a percentage of me that thinks he would get the most out of maybe some guys who are beaten down by the Bengals' cheapness as a franchise or whatever. But the much larger part of me thinks that he wouldn't bring in the right offensive mind to get the most out of Burrow, and that whatever gains he made with the rank and file players on that team getting better effort or whatever would be undercut by not getting the best of Burrow.
Give me a stronger argument for why Mike is still a great coach. If you want to say, well, look at how he's been able to keep this team competitive or relevant post-Ben, fine, but my rebuttal would be a lot of the reason why they just tread water is because of the job he does in putting together the team, the quarterbacks he's brought in to replace Ben, and also just like his decision-making in games part of that, or his style that he wants to win games with. All of that, like... Yes, I saw Mike Tomlin early in his career that would go for two after first touchdowns and go for onside kick to win games, and he's obviously devolved to the point where he wants to win games 17-14 now, but that's a function of him spending so much money on defense, seemingly wanting to win with defense, and really not knowing what he's doing at quarterback, in part because of what you just said. He doesn't surround these quarterbacks with good coaching. He brought in a guy that he was buddies with from college to be the offensive coordinator, and it only kind of worked because he had Roethlisberger here as the quarterback. And then Canada is just it just defies logic that like we've heard people like Ryan Clark, to go back to why Schrager was so worked up. Ryan would in one breath praise Mike, but then because he's an LSU guy, go on ESPN and absolutely cuss out Matt Canada. And it's like, Ryan, I love you, buddy, but why do you think Matt Canada's here? He's not here because he had pictures of Art Rooney naked. He's here because, I know, he's here because Mike thought he was the best man for the job. So, like, that's a shot at Mike Tomlin's football IQ or acumen that he felt that way about him.
To go back to what really bothers me about, like, national commentary like this is it absolves Mike of any agency in making decisions that are objectively bad and congratulates him for making any and all decisions that are objectively good. It's actually the reverse of what happens here, which also bothers me. I think Mike is painted as the boogeyman for everything people don't like when it's kind of a ridiculous stretch to even get there sometimes versus if something good does happen, he never had any hand in it. Well, there's a middle ground there somewhere.
And we know how things are going to go this year with Tomlin if they don't win, because we've seen it before. The national media didn't like Ben. So when the Steelers would lose games and Ben was the quarterback nationally, not locally, but nationally, Ben would get harangued. He would get criticized. He would get called out. And Tomlin would kind of skate. And they'll do the same thing here. Aaron Rodgers will be the fall guy. Aaron Rodgers will get all the blame. And then we'll hear them make excuses for why Mike wasn't able to get him in line or wasn't able to get better play out of him.
Will Rodgers get crushed by people here? Because people here backed Ben, obviously, to an almost unhealthy degree. I would say to an unhealthy degree, and looked past any faults he had in any given game. But no one seems to really be that gung-ho for Rodgers coming here.
But here's the here's kind of how I'll answer that. Do I get mad at Tommy Pham, or do I get mad at the Pirates for bringing him here and playing him as much as they do? I more am mad. Like, I call the guy out for kind of being a jackass and what he did in L.A. and dropping a pop fly. Like, you're a major leaguer. You should still make those plays. But it's more I'm just ticked off that they, as an organization, said, this is our left fielder in year six of a rebuild. And so if Rodgers stunk and raised a stink, like I would say, like, what did you guys think you were going to get with him?
You let the vampire in over the threshold here.
Yes.
You know exactly what the player.
Right, exactly.
No, I would blame the team more than I would blame the player. He's just being Aaron Rodgers. This is who he has been and is.
Right.
You are willfully signing up for the entirety of the Aaron Rodgers experience once you put your name on that line.
We had a caller maybe a month ago or a little bit less than a month ago who's like, if I went on a long weekend trip and left my teenagers in the house and the liquor cabinets were unlocked and I left my credit card and my car keys and stuff there, what would I expect the kid to do? That would be on me as a parent, not on the kid himself. And I agree with that.
Well, maybe if you were the kid, if I was the kid, my parents would rightly expect me to just be an absolute angel. Wouldn't your mom have given you explicit instructions to
have a
kegger?
Party? Yeah. She probably
Andrew,
would.
Andrew, if there aren't three
kegs. These are the people to call. This is where you get weed.
If there aren't three kicked kegs out here, I will be bitterly disappointed with you.
Toddy, where did your parents come down on that stuff? Because I feel like your dad's a partier, but I feel like your mom is kind of like a straight-laced, goody-two-shoes type.
I think you have them pegged pretty perfectly. At least how they were in their heyday.
So when you were in high school.
In their heyday. In 1983,
So were you in high school, like,
did they know that you were going to a party where there might be beer and there was kind of just a little, like, be responsible, be whatever? Like, did they know if you were going to a kegger in, like, the middle of the field?
Because I can see your dad being like, yeah, go there and, like, do a keg stand. And your mom being like, Donald,
now,
be home by 10.
Well, now, I think
he was saying go do a keg stand.
Yeah, my dad was smart enough to know where I was probably at. I mean, I may have even told him.
And would you lie to your mom and say you were at a study group or something like that?
Oh, yeah. We're out in the middle of a cornfield, actually. Study
no,
group.
No, I mean, there would. She would just kind of be, I don't want to say, like, oblivious to it.
Willfully ignorant of it, maybe. If your dad knew and was
like,
pretty
sure. She has, like, such an innocent mind where she would probably just think, like, oh, they're not out
prediction.
Drinking
if
somewhere.
If your dad indicated to her that he knew where you were and who you were with, he might have known what you were probably getting into. She thought nothing of it. Oh, if John knows where Donnie is, all is good.
Yeah, and I think that they did have trust in me to not do anything.
But
super
here's the other thing. When was this? When were you in high school? What years were you in high school?
I graduated in 14.
See, Pony, here's one other thing. Yeah. I think it's much easier for parents nowadays to keep tabs on where their kids
definitely.
Are because of, like, tracking and phones and all of that stuff. So Donnie might not have been able to get away with it.
Even
much.
Now, when you come on the air and you say, oh, yeah, I slammed 15 iced tea and vodkas on Friday and went through a whole container of Zin. Is your mom sitting at home being like, oh, Donald?
Probably.
Donald, did you have to say 12?
And my dad just has to be like,
let him be a man.
In his 20s. Like,
yeah.
He's with his buddies. What do you think they're going to do?
I was going to say.
Play Tiddlywinks or whatever the hell that game's called?
I was going to say, you almost said what, no, forget it. I would think that they would both look at your overall career. You're a upwardly mobile young man. People love listening to you. You're the people's champ and realize you're allowed to cut loose once in a while. You and the boys are allowed to get a little rowdy down in Myrtle.
Not robots.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie got the people talking on Paul Skeens. We'll get to that next hour.
Yes, he did.
Dan Zang really just texted me and said he has a one-on-one interview with Gene Lamont that'll be airing on the leadoff show tonight.
What pretty famous, locally famous Pirates team did Gene Lamont manage, Donnie? He was at the helm for a very, I think, by and large, a very soft spot season that everybody loved while it happened.
The 1952 Pirates.
The Freak Show Pirates, yep.
How about the 52 Pirates?
Oh, because I saw some historian out there on Twitter. He was talking about that being the worst year ever for the team.
You go back to some of those years in the 1890s, too. Those were tough to watch.
John Drecker, who is the big Pirates historian, he posts about that all the time.
Worse than the 1899 Cleveland Spiders?
Drecker had something that he was talking about the split Pirates franchises of like 1890 today. It was a tough day. The Pirates, the Alleghenies lost to this team, and the so-and-sos lost to somebody else.
Donnie, what do you got for us here in the football debrief?
The debrief, May 19, 2025. We'll be getting some votes this week on potential rule changes that could be coming to the NFL. I know the tush push is one under a lot of watch. The other one, a proposal about the change of the playoff seeding format, where the teams would be seeded strictly by regular season record, and not automatically put into the top four if they won the division. So if they had the same record, a division title would serve as the very first tiebreaker in this case. Then after the first round, teams would be reseeded, so the number one seed always gets the lowest remaining seed.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that. That's the Lions rule proposal. And it's funny, it's the Lions doing it because it was the Vikings who got screwed by that last year. They won 14 games and had to play a road playoff game against the Rams, even though they had a much better record than them. And that's when Sam Darnold saw ghosts again like he was in Poltergeist, which is...
Never saw that movie. The TV, right?
How about Casper?
Very friendly, I've heard.
Any other prominent ghost stories that you can think of?
What about Christmas?
Ghostbusters.
What about Christmas Story?
Yeah, Ghostbusters, a big...
Christmas past, Christmas
the Christmas
present,
story.
Christmas future.
A Christmas Carol, you
Christmas
mean.
Christmas Carol, yeah. Christmas Story was Ralphie.
Yeah, he was shooting his eye out.
But, I mean, Christmas Carol, you got three ghosts.
Did you know that they claim that Dickens, like, turned Christmas into a holiday? That it really was not celebrated until that poem came out?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that the actual day that was more celebrated was December 6th, St. Nick's Day.
I didn't know that.
Did either of you guys grow up in a house where for St. Nicholas's Day, shoes were left out by like the front door and little presents appeared the next morning?
We did not.
No, I was leaving St. Nick some beer and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, no shoes.
Yeah,
no,
we didn't even
I would put out my shoes and St. Nick would drop off a present. And one year, St. Nick dropped off like a big Kahuna video game that I had wanted in one of the shoes. And what a thrill that was the morning of December 7th.
That was a flex for Dickens, too.
I know, right?
Oh, man. Big time.
Which of the ghosts affected him the most? The future one? Like, the Christmas past and present came in to, like, set him up, and then here comes future coming out of the bullpen to just wipe him out?
Yeah, because you're dead and no one cares about you.
So Christmas future, that ghost is coming in throwing 103 with a slider who can... He's painting 102.
Yeah, it's got
to be that one. He's Randy Johnson.
Shedeur Sanders also is officially a Brown. He signs his contract. So this was brought up during the draft by, I think, Joel Klatt, who also played at Colorado, who raised the question about Sanders just going back to Colorado because of how much
his draft stock
was falling. And I don't know if Quinn Ewers has signed his contract yet either, but it'll be true for him too. Sanders' deal with the Browns is worth $4 million total.
4.8.
That's it. So not even $5 million over 4 years.
What did he make in NIL last year?
He could have easily made that money if he went back to Colorado for another year.
Okay, I got
to take. And guess what? He would have deserved it there because
he made. Okay, but here's what would have been very interesting. And Deion could have worked the portal and I'm sure found some big name receivers. Isn't the one part about him going back to Colorado that never got brought up? How much did Travis Hunter make him offensively? Like a lot of those highlights were like Hunter coming back to the ball, Hunter making a catch. What if he goes back there and suddenly without like the obvious best player in the sport at that level, he looks like a much more pedestrian player? No one brought that up. It was taken as like fait accompli that, oh, if he were able to go back or if he had stayed, he was going to have another baller year. Probably he was going to be pretty good.
That. I mean,
but that's like what people are implying when they say that.
Well, I think Deion would have made it so. He would have, again, made the whole point of the operation to have the ball in his kid's hands and ask him to throw it 40 times a game. They didn't believe in running the football there.
I'm just saying, if you don't have Travis Hunter, how does throwing it 40 times look?
Probably not that good.
That's what I mean.
Colorado's not going to win 10 games again this year. They're going to be more like a, who knows, actually. They might be more like a 6 or 7 win team.
I mean,
why can't they be worse than that? They won 4 games Sanders' first year there.
Didn't Deion get like some big quarterback commit though from this year's class? Like, doesn't he have a 5-star guy, I think, committed? What if that kid's better than his son? That's going to be a tough pill to swallow. Oh, yeah, my son was good, but this kid's way better.
I hear what you're saying.
Like him always, I always thought him saying like Shedeur and Travis Hunter should go 1-2, but I don't know if he ever like specified in what order. Was kind of a slight to Travis Hunter. Like, if I were Travis Hunter, I'd be like, no, actually, like, I should go number one. Your son can ride my coattails a little later.
Didn't you hear today or see today that in Cleveland they still think Kenny's going to be the guy?
I did. I saw somebody put that out there on, like, Blue Sky, believe it or not. And
that's still a thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's
Is it thriving?
I think it's doing quite well.
Donnie, are you on Blue Sky?
The sports crowd has not really moved over. If sports ever fully jumped from Twitter over there, I think it would really have juice, but it's doing pretty well.
I am not over there.
I like haunt it like once in a while. I'll check in on what people are saying, but I did see that like the early scuttlebutt coming out of whatever activities the Browns have even had is that Kenny is probably the favorite right now.
How do you think my non-sports tweets would go over there? Like the one I had from Saturday. Life advice.
I don't think you'd get
call or message a friend or relative you haven't talked to in a while. It will make your day.
Oh, wait, were you going through that again?
He was drunk posting again.
Chris, I posted that at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
I should have tossed a couple of those out there this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the Pony Sincere posting, I think, really throws people off. It throws me off, and I've known him for 15 years.
I also enjoy when we collectively, it's not even just Pony here. I mean, he gets just the most because it's Pony.
True.
When we get like the stick to sports crowd rolling in, like it won't even be controversial. If we tweet about anything that's not sports, you'll occasionally see somebody that is like, why are you talking about this?
It's funny when I
like just putting out like a random one about like something I'm making for dinner. It's like stick to who, no one cares, big head, shut up and eat.
It's interesting.
Like
no one told me to stick to sports when I posted the picture of Mason Rudolph at the White House yesterday.
No one did?
No. People seem to be fine with me posting a picture of him in a room with portraits of
you said he
John
was getting,
Adams.
The thing is, you said he was getting the VIP treatment, though, and I didn't recognize the person sitting there with him. I would think VIP treatment
Well, I mean, I don't think
like,
you and me would just be able to waltz in there and take
no,
a picture in
think,
the damn White House like that, Malzie. That's VIP treatment, pal.
I would think the VIP treatment is more like there are cabinet members meeting with him.
Who was hanging out with the Don.
Who was that FBI director who was with Ovech or with Gretzky? Cash Patel or whatever. You know, he gets like somebody like that. It just looked like they had a random dude. Like, hey, can you show this guy around? He says he plays for the Steelers. Also, Rudolph with the goatee is kind of a choice.
I like the goatee.
Makes him look like the
it kind brings a little
I think
flair.
He dyes his hair.
It makes him look like the kind of villain in like a, you know, a random movie who's probably going to get offed within about, I don't know, 70 minutes here, the first hour and 10. But he's going to be kind of annoying while he's on screen.
If you're looking for a great book about presidents, John Meacham's book on Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Tremendous. His first term was almost destroyed. He was almost run out of office because his Secretary of War, Eaton, his wife had a reputation for sleeping with other men.
Mark Eaton?
And back in the 1800s, that was such a big deal that someone in the cabinet's wife was out there sleeping around.
Can women philander, or is that only a men thing?
And Jackson was like, I don't care what she's doing or if those accusations are true. This man is very vital to my whole administration.
Good for him.
So he put his foot down on that.
Good for him. He should have, right?
Now, she eventually, when her husband died, moved to New York City and married a ballet dancer from Italy who was 19 years old.
How old was she?
She was 57, I believe.
I mean, do we say good job or bad job for him at the time?
She was the reverse Belichick.
Yeah, that's what I just thought of.
she found her own ballet dancer
was joined on.
Was that 19-year-old ballet dancer a distant relative of Anna Nicole Smith?
But it gets better. She marries this guy, a 19-year-old Italian dancer. A year into the marriage, he leaves her. For who? Her granddaughter.
Many such cases. Many such cases.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
How about that?
I mean, turnabout is fair play, right? She kind of set herself up for it.
Yeah.
Because it presumes that the granddaughter would probably have the same kind of philandering genes that her grandmother had.
Anyways, this was a Donnie Football Debrief.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.